Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace greetings. Welcome to the DDP. We are in the 24th verse of Romans chapter 1, and Paul starts with the transition word, therefore. And as I've said many times, if you see a therefore, it's good to find out what it's there for. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Well, what's the therefore speaking to but the last sentence? Professing to be wise. It encompasses verses 22 and 23, by the way. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness. We're talking about people who are not under the law, by the way. And we will get into this a little more as we progress into the book of Romans. But when we hit the 5th chapter, and I don't want to do too much on it now because it'll be clearer when we get there. But when you get to the 5th chapter, the 13th verse, Paul gives you a parenthetical passage through the 17th verse, but he starts by saying, until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. So before the law of Moses, people were sinning, but God wasn't counting it against them where there was no law. Yet in the first chapter of Romans, we see man not acknowledging God, though they know that he's there. They think they're getting smarter and smarter, but they're becoming fools, and they change God's image, which is incorruptible, into a corruptible image. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness. So as we get into that 5th chapter, we'll wonder, why then does God flood the earth in Noah's day? Why does Sodom and Gomorrah fall? These are outside of the law. And I think there, again, I'm not going to give you the full answer now. We'll talk a lot about that in the 5th chapter. But I think there are two things to note in chapter 1. First of all, we still could be talking about Israel. And just because this is man doesn't acknowledge God and has idols, Israel had that same problem after the law. In fact, the very first sin that Israel commits when God gives the Ten Commandments is they make the golden calf. So they do create a corruptible image for an incorruptible God. So we're not necessarily speaking in terms of pre-law or outside the law. But secondly, whether we are or not, the scripture has a therefore. So because of the stuff that they're doing, God gives them up to uncleanness. So I think the judgment passage that's coming up at the end of chapter 1, verse 32, who knowing the righteous judgment of God that those who practice such things are deserving of death. I think that judgment is God giving man up to do whatever he wants. That there's really no greater indication of judgment than God giving man over to his lust. Paul will repeat this more than once in Romans 1. God gave them up to uncleanness and the lusts of their heart to dishonor their bodies among themselves. 26, God gave them up to vile passions. Thus they receive in themselves the penalty of their error. Verse 28, God gave them over to a debased mind. So we have God three times in chapter 1 giving man up, giving man over. That is basically The due penalty is when you're turned over to the passions of your flesh. And really, this passion of the flesh and debased mind is what man needs delivered of, and it's what the cross affords him. We'll go more into the actions of this type of person in the coming days. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.